Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dowd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Thursday, February 12th, and the sun is shining here in Florida. I think that spring is on its way. And we have a very interesting and different kind of show today because we're going to be talking about aluminum. And, you know, aluminum is one of those heavy metals. And, you know, we all know about aluminum pans and things like that. And I think we all have an idea that aluminum is toxic, that you don't want to cook your food in an aluminum pan. But my guest today has done so much research on aluminum. She sent me piles of information about aluminum, different types of aluminum, health effects of aluminum. But also, she and her husband make products that allows you to detox aluminum through your skin while you sleep. And this is a different way of detox that I had never heard of before. But it specifically detoxes aluminum and maybe some other heavy metals. We'll find out as we talk to her. But even if the only thing it does is remove aluminum from your body, that's a huge, huge thing, as you will see. I just have never seen so much information about aluminum all in one place, and they've done a fantastic job. So I'm just going to introduce her right away, Elizabeth Fessler. She's one of the founding partners of Herbalix Restoratives, and I understand that her husband, Michael, is scheduled to be on the show, but I'm not sure he's there on the phone. Elizabeth, are both of you there?
Yes, we are. Good morning.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Hi. I'm glad you're both there, and I'm so happy that you're on the show. I want to learn more, so much more about what you're doing, and I want all my listeners to know this, too. Just really excellent research you've done. I just have to admire you for that. So let's start out by tell us, how did you get interested in, well, this is start with your company. You have a company that that makes personal care products, but you didn't always make the, what you're making now, I think. How did you get started?
Well, I'll answer that first. Back in 1999, a retired neurosurgeon by the name of Dr. David B. Moline, he had a need to find products that he could use, you know, body care products, because he had allergies to soaps and lotions. Mm-hmm. So he was desperate to find something he could use, and he asked me and if I would help him. And with the help of an herbalist, Judith Pillsbury, we developed a line of products that were without synthetic chemicals and petroleum. And she also brought into the company a preservative that didn't have any methylparabens. It didn't use a paraben. And we found this is one of the main problems for people with allergies. So we developed this line of organic products. So, you know, everybody in the family could use it without fear of not having any chemicals be absorbed into their skin.
Well, 1999, that was a long time ago, and nobody was doing that then.
Yes.
That's absolutely correct. And there still isn't a preservative that we know of out there that doesn't have some form of a synthetic chemical, whether it's a paraben or a carbomer. What they do is the key word is they always look at the buzzword being now it's a paraben, so they'll try to replace it with something else. And all of them are toxic and none of them are beneficial. We are priding ourselves on being able to create this particular preservative that is not only 99% effective in killing all the major microorganisms required for it to be called a preservative, but it's a living preservative that actually prevents the good bacteria from being destroyed.
Well, so taking a look at your personal care products, even if you didn't have the detox effects of the benefits, I should say, of some of the products that you've created, you really have just about as pure a line of personal care products as I've seen. So you've done a really excellent job with that. What made you then interested in being concerned about aluminum and creating these products that remove aluminum from your body?
Well, what we first found out, Deborah, is that we looked at the underarm and the antiperspirants, and we decided to kind of get into that market making a product. And we decided we found these ingredients, the kelp, the coriander, the olive leaf, and in the developing, we actually found out it worked better to use at nighttime to clean out the underarm. And we actually did a clinical where subjects used this and compared it to antiperspirants. And they used tape strippings to test the tissue, and they were able to measure the amount of aluminum in each of our underarms. And from that, we understood we were really pulling the aluminum out of the body through the underarm, where antiperspirants, because it's a weak salt, are driven up. So when we were looking at this aluminum, we said, you know, why is all this aluminum coming out of the underarm? And so we kind of backtracked from that, and that's what developed our interest in looking at aluminum, because it's in so plentiful in air, water, and food.
And especially just about everybody in America and all over the world probably, on a daily basis, we're just putting aluminum on our skin under our arms every time we use an antiperspirant. I don't use antiperspirants, and I'm assuming that you use your product, so you're not using putting aluminum under your arms. But everybody who's using these standard antiperspirants are just giving themselves a nice good dose of aluminum, which goes right into their underarms, goes right into their body through their skin.
Right, and there's actually more that we started to investigate. And, you know, the underarm is connected to the brain. It's connected to the fluids leaving from the thyroid through the gums under our teeth to drain. They drain out through the underarm, including the breast tissue. So when we stop the function of the body from draining, you're backing up all this cellular waste back up into, you know, the brain, the thyroid, and the breast. And that we started to see when we started to open up the underarm, the you know, we were getting phone calls and people were saying, well, this is cleaning up, this is different, I don't have the breast pain, or, you know, I don't have the headaches like I used to. Why is that? So we actually had to kind of backtrack from the underarm. So, but it told us how important the underarm is to clean it out and not to use a foreign agent in the underarm.
You know, I know a lot about sweat being one of the major pathways of how the body detoxes. Of course, people sitting in saunas and things like that. But and I knew that not to use antiperspirants because not so that you wouldn't be stopping your body from sweating. But I didn't know about these specific areas that you just talked about. And of course, the underarm where you're sweating so much would be a major area of the body would be using for detox. And I had never thought of the underarm as being like a major detox organ. You know, I mean, you can sweat from any part of your body, but especially your underarm. That totally makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, not anybody, you know, we just think of putting something on our underarm and being on our way, and we're kind of embarrassed by our odors. But those odors actually are indicators of something going on in the body or what we ate. We actually use thermography to see some of the blockage between the breast and the underarms, and we could see the changes in the circulation. So it's really important. In fact, we know the bottom part of the underarm is connected to the draining of the breath. And wow. So if we put on an antiperspirant, it's going to seep down and close off that area, which is really vital. Because as the more and more we use a foreign agent like an antiperspirant, the more it's going to seal off the ability of the breast to be able to force out the excess fluid that it doesn't need.
This is amazing. You're explaining this so well. I'm just astounded at your research and putting this all together. It's exactly the right direction. We need to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And my guests today are Elizabeth and Michael Fessler. They're the founding partners of Herbalix Restoratives, which is herbalix.com, H-E-R-B-A-L-I-X. where you can find their exceptionally pure personal care products and also the specific detox products that we're going to be talking about later in the show. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and my guests today are Elizabeth and Michael Fessler, founding partners of Herbalix Restoratives, and their website is herbalix.com. So let's talk about aluminum now. Why is it such a concern? Most people think that it's just found in antiperspirants, and if they don't use the antiperspirants, they don't have to worry. And especially, I was looking at your material, and it says that the natural antiperspirants made from alum contain the same aluminum. So can you explain? And you also sent me a very long list of all these different types of aluminum. So tell us about aluminum and the different types and where people are likely to get it into their body.
What I would like to begin with is to say that we are now living in an era of aluminum overuse.
Yes.
And what that means is ubiquitous in its use. It's found in everything. Dr. Chris Exley is from Keele University, and he's the world's foremost authority on the impacts of life on Earth. There are no positive benefits to anything living, including humans, to have aluminum in their body. It's an inorganic, transitory metal. It comes in many forms, and it's the third most prevalent element on Earth. What this really means is there's no way of escaping it. Take anything out of the soil, you're going to have aluminum in it. Once it's out of the soil and we separate it from the ion, it becomes toxic. It's ubiquitous. It's found in air, food, water, fertilizer, body care products, automobiles, medicines, and the list goes on and on. They keep using it in more and more and more. It binds with other metals as well as viruses, and it depletes the calcium in our cells. It's a pro-oxidant. And we all know what that means. The oxidative stress induced by this metal damages cells and the tissue. It bioaccumulates in the body. And this is the most important piece. It bioaccumulates. We can't get it out. It gets in. It goes into all tissues and it's stored.
Yes.
And it's not just from the antiperspirants, as we mentioned before.
I just want to say that, you know, I've been doing this work for 30 years, more than 30 years. And when I first started, my basic premise was, oh, there's these toxic chemicals in consumer products. And if I just find the consumer products that have the toxic chemicals and then don't use those and find the consumer products that don't have toxic chemicals and use those instead, then I'm going to be okay, that I'm not going to have these effects that I was having from toxic chemical exposure. And now, at this point in time, within the last few years, since I wrote my last book, it's very, very clear to me that you can avoid and you should avoid as many toxic chemicals as you can identify and find and see that there are safe alternatives for. But the way things are now, we cannot escape toxic chemical and metal, heavy metal exposure. It's in everything, and detox is so mandatory because, as you're saying, these things get lodged in your body, and our bodies are not aluminum and lead and all these other heavy metals. They're all like bound up in the ground, and industrial processes take them out of the ground, spread them all around, and our bodies are not designed to be able to process them. And so anyone who is not detoxing is becoming a storehouse for aluminum that we're talking about today and other heavy metals. It's just, that's the way it is. And so it's so important. I cannot stress this enough. It's so important to detox.
Yeah. Deborah, can I give you a couple examples where most people don't even realize, and I'm sure you've seen our partial aluminum list, but aspirin can contain 11% aluminum salt.
Wow.
And we also found out that the genetically modified corn and wheat is grown in soils that are full of aluminum because a regular corn or wheat seedling could not survive because the aluminum kills it so much. So that's why the transfer of the aluminum into these plants now get into our cereals, they get into the pasta, They get into the pizza. They get into everything. So we're it's detoxing, as you said, is the main way to kind of keep it from accumulating.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So tell us about some of the, we need to go to break in about 2 minutes. So tell us about some of the health effects. People have aluminum in their body. How is that harming your body?
Well, probably the latest that we found is that the from the Canadian government, the cereals are probably the fastest way that they're so full of aluminum in the corn and the sugar that the first place they found out in mice when they fed aluminum in the water with mice, it went to the liver. So the liver is getting impacted. We're finding everybody's liver is probably the biggest storage unit for aluminum in our body. When that happens, the end result is we start to put on more fluid and edema in our body, which translates into obesity. So it's really, you know, these are some of the ways that aluminum affects. It's over in 30 diseases like breast cancer. They found in the cysts and the tumors a large amount there. So while we're looking at places like the prostate is another area where heavy metals accumulate. And I think Liz wants to chime in here.
Yeah, I just have two more to mention. The National Library of Medicine has over 2,000 references to the adverse effects of aluminum. And the National Institute of Health classifies aluminum as a neurotoxin, which adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and may cause DNA damage. And we also know that it's used as an adjuvant to vaccines, and there's a lot of concern about this, that the amount that's to a vaccine impacts a child much more rapidly and readily than it would a human, an adult human. And because of that, there can be an imbalance to the amount of aluminum that's actually getting into their brain.
Wow. This is just, it just really is it's everywhere, and I can see how it could contribute to so many different illnesses because it's just like it hits fundamental things. If the liver is so occupied with collecting the aluminum and then it just sits there in the liver, it's not detoxing the rest of your body. We'll talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and my guests today are Elizabeth and Michael Fessler. They're the co-founding partners of Herbalix Restoratives, and their website is herbalix.com. When we come back, they're going to tell us about their specific detox products that will remove aluminum from your body while you sleep, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Gadd, and guests today are Elizabeth and Michael Fessler, co-founding partners of Herbalix Restoratives, and that's herbalix.com. And before we talk about your detox products, I just want to ask you, how can people measure the levels of aluminum in the body? I know that a lot of times I talk to people about detox and they say, well, I don't have any heavy metals in my body. I don't have this in my body. I don't have that in my body. And they just don't know. So if somebody wants to test, how do they do that?
Well, that's a great question, because when we did the detox deodorant, we used lab work that used mass spectrometry. And today the doctors use blood, urine, and hair analysis, but we found out it's not really capturing the true amount of in our body. There's a French company that is now just entering into the American market here, has developed a portable mass spectrometer that actually tests through the palm of the hand the skin, the bioavailability of our minerals, our heavy metals, and it's this actually machine that we've been finding out is that it tells us how much aluminum. And aluminum for the French doctors who have been working with this, it's the biggest problem they're dealing with. And they said it's even worse here in the United States. So that's how, if somebody finds somebody with the Oligoscan, And I think in the next year or two, you'll see more and more of those come in because the blood in the urine is just not, lab work is not capturing the heavy metal.
How do you spell that oligostan?
It's O-L-I-G-O-S-C-A-N, oligoscan.
That's amazing. I think I should look for one of those.
Well, yeah, and we can provide the information because the company found we were removing metals, and they tested our products. And so they sent us a machine to test on other people and to use it for clinicals, which is quite an exciting adventure for us lately.
Wow. Wow, so many new and wonderful things in the field of toxics that we're finding out more and more. I mean, when I think about the last 30 years, now we know more than ever, and people are more interested than ever, and more research is being done than ever. So tell us about your detox products. I'm sitting here with them sitting on my desk, and I'm so interested that that you have a detox deodorant so people can just put it on like deodorant, and while they sleep, then it removes the aluminum that antiperspirants have deposited in your skin. And then you also have one that's a breast cream. And then you have one called Belly Freedom that you put on your belly fat. So you've got us covered here. And then you also have a soap. So tell us all about these.
Well, the nighttime detox deodorant, we call it Mrs. Plumber. You put it on at nighttime, and you can actually put it on the feet because that's another area that the feet get dried out, and we can pull from the feet. So the feet and the underarms, and actually the hands, are the terminal ends for getting rid of a lot of heavy metals and cellular waste. Now, we found out with thermography that with the Sentinel breast cream in conjunction with the detox deodorant, we could see the changes of the breast fluids being corrected and making it symmetrical in getting rid of fluids and restoring the natural flow in the breast. We're not going to get into it, but we can see some things like the amalgams and effect that they can be pulled into the breast tissue. And so these are things that, you know, a little further, but knowing that the breast cream and the detox deodorant work in conjunction with each other.
Yeah, and it's important to make certain before you use a breast cream that you have clearance in the underarm, because there can be some movement that can be a little uncomfortable in the beginning if there's no way for you to get rid of those released fluids. What's really great about that is actually what we're addressing in the breast cream, the buildup of calcification, which becomes fibrocystic breast conditions. And we know through this osmotic effect, because of it's the salting in, the salting out, calcium has been displaced by the aluminum because it's a higher form of salt, and that's why we have calcification. And the other part of that is iodine found in kelp is a better salt and a higher form of salt than aluminum, so it actually gets rid of the aluminum and allows your body, by opening up the channels, get rid of the aluminum. And behind that aluminum comes all the other toxins that it's prevented from being released because of its blocking or plugging.
So once the aluminum is removed, then do these products work for other heavy metals?
We do have indication there's, if you put it directly over an organ, like the liver, and we have detected throughout the whole body a reduction in nickel and cadmium and some other heavy metals. We are now, so it's kind of exciting for us, but we're right in the midst of a clinical on that one.
Yes, and we use other ingredients that make it more potent. As you go down the list of the detox and the belly fat and the breast cream, they have a larger and larger list of ingredients. The deck is very large because it includes the anti-inflammatory things like magnesium and selenium and dandelion root, and throw in the castor oil. And what we're really doing is we're creating the ability for the body to pull and also absorb some of these nutrients at the same time. and get blood flow going to the visceral fat areas where there is no water. And by creating this effect, we're actually allowing the body to itself correct the condition that's causing the visceral fat buildup and the toxic.
So is there? Did I understand you to say that you should use the detox deodorant first, and then use the other two? And should you be using them like one by one, or all together, or how do people use these?
We actually have a lymphatic chart, and we usually start with the detox deodorant on the feet and the underarms for about 3 days to a week, and then when you put the others in, when these fluids start to move, they will get down to the feet. They will get out of the underarms because those are our main sweating areas at nighttime.
Good. And could you just explain briefly, we only have about, oh no, we don't. We're going to go to break and then I'll ask you another question. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. We're having a very interesting conversation today with my guests, Elizabeth and Michael Fessler, who are the founding partners of Herbalix Restorative. And their website is herbalix.com. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Gandad, and my guests today are Elizabeth and Michael Fessler, co-founding partners of Herbalix Restoratives. Their website is herbalix.com, and we're talking today about how you can detox a very toxic aluminum from your body. I wanted to make sure that we explain how, what is the process that is being used when the body is removing I think you call it skin chelation. And how is that similar to what happens when you use a sauna to pull toxic chemicals out through the skin?
Yeah, actually, it's very similar, but with a sauna and swim in the ocean or some form of heat helps dilate the skin where it can sweat, artificially sweat, and get rid of a lot. So it's in the same method of using the skin to pull the metals that are stagnated, because there's 20 pounds of skin in all of us, approximately. And so the using these products by osmosis with a kelp, it's a heavier, the bitter salt than what's in our body. And the weak salts would be like an aluminum. So it will be attracted to go through the skin. And at nighttime, you can wear it for 6, 7, 8 hours, and it can keep working. Where we can't stay in a sauna for 8 hours, we can't go swimming for 8 hours because it's just too much on the skin. But this is a safe, convenient way to absorb the aluminum salt and to help the skin clean out.
When I think about putting lotion on or a cream on my skin, does it go into your skin? Does it get all over your sheets? I know people are thinking, is it going to be gooey all over the bed?
You know, this is what we suggest because we are creating a poultice, and those are sticky and tacky, and they remain on the skin. That's one of the reasons why we say wear it at night. It also works better at night, but it's for some people just to understand that it needs to stay and you don't want to really have a lot of clothing. So we suggest that you leave a something on to cover your skin, something light and something that will keep it warm, and also something that you don't mind if it gets stained, because a lot of the staining is going to come from what you're pulling through your skin. And that's something that you want to happen, but you don't want to ruin anything that you own that you like. And then you'll find later on in the evening, if you're uncomfortable, you can remove that clothing if it's bothering you. But certainly in the beginning hours, you want to have some kind of cover to protect.
That makes sense. So like a T-shirt, would, if you're using the deodorant, wear a T-shirt. And
right.
Then for the other ones, you could just wear a tank top or something.
Right.
Just so that there's something between your body and the bed sheets. That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else would you like to say that we haven't talked about? We still have about 5 minutes left to talk.
Yeah. I like the funny name we made for the belly cream. was kind of in the same venue as the detox, but we found that this doctor actually discovered, she came into our building and helped us develop this product, that when you cover from below the rib cage in the whole stomach area, it helps, the belly cream helps to go and clean up the lymph nodes. We have a lot of lymph nodes in the stomach. But the liver, because of the fatty liver, the fat is on the outside, closer to the stomach wall. So it's easier to get that access to it via the skin. So a lot of times trying to internally cleanse at first just brings the toxicity back into the liver or the organ. So this this form of ability to purge is better to use at the skin. And done night after night, we can actually get that liver soft. We actually have people that we tell them to tuck right into the right rib and fill the liver. And if there's tension in the liver, you're a good candidate for that product. But it works throughout the whole body, because once the liver starts to function, its full function, it starts to remove a lot of fluids in the neck, the fingers, and the different parts of the body. So the liver function is very important to keep the aluminum out of it.
I totally agree with you. I think that that certainly Belly Freedom is a cuter name than liver or something.
Well, we could, you know, if we said something like a liver cleanse, I don't think anybody would figure that one out. We had to make it kind of a cute name, a BFF, to get people to. But once they use it, they understand, so.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, because the liver is there, and you can very much focus the detox on the liver by putting it in that area rather than detoxing your whole entire body. You just say, go to the liver, put it just right there. And so do people really get rid of their belly fat by using this?
You know, that is a side effect, yes.
It's a side effect.
Yeah. What happens is you'll find that there's a lot of changes in the body, as we mentioned, the inflammation. And it may not start with the belly, but it'll start with other parts. The thing about the brain is it decides for you where it's going to work first. So you may notice changes maybe in the size of your joints, your knuckles, your fingers, you know, your legs. You may have more flexibility. Certainly sleep patterns will start to change. You may find that you're going to the bathroom more than before. We want you to do that. All of those things, even bad breath in the beginning, because you can express through your breath at night all of the toxins that have been stored in that tummy. Because what happens is many times the buildup of visceral fat actually interferes with our digestive process.
Wow. This is such a fascinating subject. So let's see. What else can we ask you? There's so much to talk about. Wow. Well, let's go back to, let's talk about aluminum some more, so that people really understand more about the health effects. What more can you tell us that we haven't already talked about?
I think that when we started to research aluminum, and we called Dr. Exley in England, and he invited us to go to the aluminum conferences, we were able to sit and share the information about the aluminum toxicity and aluminum as an estrogen and how it interferes with in so many different ways. So collectively, we were able, and we still do, collect sources of aluminum from air, water, food, and medication, and we're effectively seeing where it stores in the body from all these aluminum folks, because they're telling us, what do we do, because it's not regulated by the government. There's no way that we can harness it like we do mercury and lead. And so it's something that we individually have to address if we're going to live with it. So as you said, the detoxing becomes a part of a daily, just like brushing our teeth. We find detoxing for us. And the fact that we have the Oligoscan and we can see our levels being reduced. So we know how effective it is that one has to detox to keep from air, water, and food because it's just so plentiful. So you just don't want aluminum to stay in the body, especially for women, because they're a little more acidic. And in physics, acid and aluminum likes to cluster a little bit more. So that's where the alkaline diet really helps, because it helps to break up the clustering. And that's why our products are very, you know, are on the alkaline side, because they help the skin to break up that the binding of what aluminum can do.
And one other thing, women have more fat because we have breasts, and that is where we find breast cancer on the rise because of the toxins that hide. See, the purpose of that in the brain says, well, I'm going to put the toxins there because it's not as essential to living. But eventually the toxic buildup becomes dangerous to our health, and that's where we find the diseases start to develop. Aluminum stores in every tissue, in every cell of the body, and it alters the function of the cell because it's without the calcium, and without that calcium we don't have the proper function because it depends on sodium, potassium, calcium, things like that to make it effective, and that's where breakdown occurs.
Amazing. I just, everything that you're saying, I'm just sitting here thinking, I haven't heard most of this before, but it all makes sense to me based on other things that I've read about other chemicals, and you know, you just think of aluminum as being such a, you know, we wrap our food in aluminum foil and all these things. I was looking at your list, and so many of these different types of aluminum are used in food packaging. Yes. And I was thinking if people just didn't eat packaged food, they would eliminate a lot of their aluminum exposure. And that's just one thing right there. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate your taking the time and sharing all this wonderful information with us. Again, my guests today have been Elizabeth and Michael Fessler. Their website is herbalix.com. And thank you again.
Thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome. You've been listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and I'm Deborah Loon Dadd. You can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com to get more information, and be well.